Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I wanted to cover the idea of leaving the West, most specifically the English-speaking Western countries because of COVID. America, Australia, and the UK, as well as Ireland and Canada, which seem to be pushing vax passports. I've decided that I'm going to stay in Canada without getting the jab. If the situation ever shows up that I have to get a vax passport to travel in my car from province to province, then I'll probably think about going off to Alberta because it's the most conservative, and if people there don't fight us, then they won't fight it anywhere. If that doesn't work, then I could always slip into the United States as an illegal from Canada, and the US doesn't force illegals to get jabbed. But right now the border is closed for car traffic from Canadians going to the States. The only thing to do is get on a plane to get out of this country, but you need a jab. I've already seen a few videos talking about this, like one from Coach Red Pill, which I put in the description, where he was telling everyone to sell all their assets and put their money in cash. I thought that was an awful idea, with inflation running so hot these days. Selling all of one's assets to protect you against inflation and putting all your money in cash, where it's losing 5 to 15% purchasing power a year, depending on what you plan on purchasing with it. He could have at least said keep some of it in crypto or other assets. Also, just because you leave Canada or the United States doesn't mean that you can't continue to use your bank accounts and brokerage accounts, at least for now. If the government changes their policies and you need a jab to have money in the bank, they will most likely give you notice before unbanking you. If they don't, then there'll be economic chaos as people can't pay their rents and buy food. So if my bank tells me that I can't have a bank account without a jab, I'll find one that doesn't require it. I'm also predicting that there'll be payment processors out there that service the unjabbed. If there aren't, then it's time to go 100% crypto, including stablecoins. Right now, where I'm living, about 11% of the adult population hasn't got their shot yet. Will the government try and get 100% compliance in the next year or so? I don't know. But I do know that in states in places like Wyoming, North Dakota, Louisiana, and Montana, they don't even have 50% of the population that's got that jab. Many of those places are right next door to Alberta, and I can see those US and Canadian provinces teaming up. My biggest problem up to now is that I'm on medication that's literally keeping me alive right now. Without it, I'm in so much pain that I get IBS from 24-hour pain, and food just runs right through me. I lost 10 pounds in a month last summer from the pain, until I got back on the meds. This video was a bit of a relief for me because I found out that I can buy that medication online without a prescription. So technically, I can leave Canada either legally or illegally, and I'm not reliant on a doctor to give me a prescription for survival. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to leaving the West, where most of the women are overweight with saggy breasts. Clown World show. Coach Red Pill also said that the government of the United States will track down any guerrilla fighters or people that don't want to get jabbed with drones. But just look how well that worked in Afghanistan. The fighters over there wouldn't gather in large groups, so the drone strikes couldn't take out 20 or 30 guys with one rocket. Instead, they'd all be a mile or two away from each other and use walkie-talkies to communicate. You don't think that the American and Canadian guerrilla fighters wouldn't do this too. Plus, there are the Rocky Mountains, and Canadian and American patriots could hide in them and make it nearly impossible for Western armies to catch them. That's why I'd go to Alberta, because there are tons of mountainous areas to hide in. I don't want to leave the West, because everything flows from the West. Coach Red Pill is now in Kharkiv, Ukraine, and if the English-speaking West falls, it will eventually force other countries to fall in line too. I initially wanted to run and hide, but now I see if the West falls, many of the other countries will fall too. So going to Alberta and buying enough medication I need for 2 to 3 years, and fighting if I have to, are noble things to do. But Coach Red Pill is right when he says that if you're in a poor country, they don't have the resources to enforce vax passports, especially if you're somewhere in Africa or Central America. Eastern Europe will fall in line, and so will much of South America and Southeast Asia. I also believe that the vaccine passports are designed as a cover for economic warfare against the middle classes by the elites. They want to make living a modern way of life difficult and expensive. The greatest response to the COVID crisis has been all the money printing that has impoverished many lower and middle class people. They keep cash in their mattresses and bank accounts, and that don't have any assets like stocks, real estate, and crypto. Their purchasing power has dropped 20 to 30%. If you're smart enough to see this, then you understand that as technology grows exponentially and creates deflation, that means that the money printing also has to increase exponentially to offset it and continue the greatest wealth transference in history. If life gets expensive in the West and we start producing less food for the rest of the world, we will ship out less grain to the third world. I suspect that if the Anglosphere becomes unstable, it's going to destabilize the rest of the world. So leaving the West right now might be like jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire. This isn't like World War II where you could escape to Argentina if you were a follower of Mr. Mustache, and your lifestyle would stay mostly the same. Or if you were a European escaping to America before war broke out. The world is connected today and supply chains are way more integrated, and technology lets those in power track you anywhere in the world. Leaving the West isn't just going to be about leaving your country, but it could also mean leaving a Western technology-driven lifestyle. You can do this by getting rid of your smartphone, tablet, and computer so that no one could really track you. Even when you leave the West behind, it still follows you through the device in your pocket and relays back data to the government and big tech. My biggest fear is not becoming unbanked or being unable to buy food. I can get people to help me out with that by asking family and friends for help. My biggest fear is having another kidney stone and needing another operation at the hospital, and them saying they won't operate until I'm double jabbed. There's one Canadian hospital, as of making this video, that said it wouldn't do organ transplants on patients that aren't fully vaccinated. The drug I'm on can potentially cause liver damage. What happens if that organ is shot? Do I take the vax or head to a place like Alabama to get private hospital care to do the procedure there if they let me in? If that doesn't work, then I fly on a private charter jet to Mexico to do it. At some point, it's guaranteed that I'll need hospital care at some point. Plus, I also eat an alkaline keto diet, which doesn't really lend itself to eating military rations and doing things involved in guerrilla warfare. I control a bad case of reflux with alkaline water and a keto diet. The slightest deviation from my routine and my level of suffering is out of this world. I've never gotten a proper diagnosis for most of my ailments and have been stumbling around in the dark finding solutions. I would probably take reflux medication if I was out there and couldn't get into food and water that I normally consume. But my doctor thinks it's also a combination of allergies to grain, nightshades, and other foods with carbs in them. Ingesting the smallest amount of such foods causes throat clearing constantly day and night, and more recently, stomach cramps and digestive pains. I worry that going to another country wouldn't allow me to find all the foods and meds that I need to escape the pain that I'm currently managing. My white blood cell counts are right on the lower line. They're 5 to 10% lower than where they're supposed to be, and I've heard stories about the innate immune system being impacted by the jab. If I lose any more of them, it could easily kill me. I'd probably be as vulnerable as an AIDS patient back in the 80s. If I was back 5 or 6 years ago, I could easily leave, and I'd be in Eastern Europe now for sure. But my options are limited. I can leave financially and take my assets and income streams with me. But many other people can't because they have spouses, kids, careers, and lives that are difficult to disconnect from. But their health is good enough to leave the country. Should you go or should you stay and fight if they try and put you in some sort of COOF camp? I think we all need to make the decision based on our own life circumstances. If your income is portable and you can afford to travel and not have any serious health or financial issues doing it, then it might be a good opportunity to get out of Dodge. But if you can't, then you have to make a decision about what you'll tolerate. For me, it's when I start being unbanked and losing the ability to see a doctor and go to the hospital without a jab, or when I can't travel from province to province. Then it's time to leave the West, any which way that I can. The Western Anglosphere is becoming like the Soviet Union, where citizens aren't even allowed to leave unless the government allows them to do so in the first place. Today it's increasingly the same thing unless you're willing to get the coup facts. Governments, regardless of if they're free or tyrannical, always use force and coercion to get their citizens to do exactly what they want. It's all about varying degrees of suffering. So far, if you haven't had to trade getting a jab for your job and don't care about dining in restaurants and traveling on airplanes, it means it's easy to avoid getting it. But how much pressure is the state going to put on people? The ability to buy food and possibly use a bank? I guess we'll have to wait and see. I'm already technically a second-class citizen. I draw the line at literal starvation and them trying to turn me into a third or fourth-class citizen. That's when it's time to leave to a place in your country where it's easier to fight back if they try and take you by force. What I don't find fair is that in America, the Congress and politicians and their aides are buying up horse paste and stocking up in their medicine cabinets, and aren't mandating jabs for themselves, but forcing it on everyone else. That includes the pharmaceutical company employees. That's the reason I'm comfortable staying in the West. Because if force was used on me to get it, and instead I was put in a COOF camp, then in theory it would actually have to be done to everyone, including those that work those corporations. If it's not, then you know there's massive hypocrisy going on, and people would hopefully point that out and fight back. Maybe I'm just being naive, but for those that are independently wealthy, not much has changed in their lives recently. Most have their gyms in their homes, and the only things that they're complaining about is not being able to eat at whatever restaurant they want, and fly off to go on a holiday. But most of the wealthy people I know have already gotten the jib jab. But I'm just saying that if you have net worth of $10 to $20 million, you can fly in a private jet to a hospital or vacation anywhere in the world, and have your food catered to you, and no longer have to work as your investments are probably covering your lifestyle and growing even more. Living in the West jab free is possible, and you need to have money and the willpower to do it. I guess I'll stay as long as I have no choice right now, but even when I did have a choice, I still decided to stay. Was that the right decision? Time will tell. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the jib-jab Gestapo will smash a needle up my schwing-schwang in the Canadian gulags while I cry painful tears of maple syrup. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps them angry leftists that require a vaccine passport in order to get their gender reassignment surgery away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.